Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Marion Campbell is head of the Family Law Department at KOD Lines and she joins me now. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. You say that the number of people who have contacted you interested in pursuing divorce is off the Richter scale.
It's a great word, isn't it, Claire?
Is that the case?
Well, it is actually the case. I certainly have seen a noticeable rise in inquiries this January 21 compared to January of last year. The amount of telephone consultation calls have actually doubled. And traditionally in the family law world, certainly after Christmas, there was always a surge in inquiries. But I suspect this year, because of the pandemic, it would be one of the reasons for the rise in cases.
And do you suspect, given the conversations that you've had with people, Marion, that these marriages might have been on shaky ground anyway and the lockdown has simply brought things to a head more quickly?
Yes.
Or are these new problems?
No. Well, there are new and old. Some of the marriages were shaky pre-pandemic, and it has brought any issues in the relationships to the forefront now, especially where they're all living in close quarters with each other in the same family home. But we've got to realise, because of the pandemic, the levels of stress in all areas of society has put a strain on everybody's relationships. People have lost their jobs, business will never open again. And there's also a lot of the little sweetnesses in life, like going off to the pub, meeting friends, going out for lunch, are not happening. So we are in very close quarters and with the people that we're living with in the same house. And rows escalate and marriages come under strain.
And it's very...
I'm actually not remotely surprised by it.
And it's very difficult for people. And of course, if there are children in the home as well who are being homeschooled, that's a huge problem.
And it's almost always my view, and it's what I say to every client who comes in to me and they're seeking advice about getting a divorce or a separation, that the children come first. And parenting arrangements have to be agreed around children. And I always say to them, your relationship might be over, but you're parents for life of those children. And the worst thing you can do is bring children into a very toxic breakup of a relationship.
Have people more or less made up their mind? I mean, I would imagine, talking to you, if someone's picking up the phone to call a lawyer, that they're pretty sure what they want to do.
Not necessarily, Claire. I would have had a lot of calls making inquiries about how the process works. And I could have had a call with a client about a year ago and I would never have heard from them. And then suddenly I get a call back reminding me of the meeting that they had with me a year ago and wanting to move matters on. A lot of people... they don't step lightly into separating. They don't step lightly into a divorce lawyer's office. I think it must be the hardest thing in the world to come down the steps to my office and to talk about the most intimate part of their lives with a total stranger. I think it's a very stressful time in everybody's lives.
And then, of course, it's a very difficult thing to follow through on as well, not least because they have to wait a long time to see, you know, if the case is not settled between the two in mediation mm-hmm. and conversations between yourself and your opposite number, they may have to go to court to reach a settlement. And that's a lengthy process.
And Claire, the pandemic has absolutely caused huge difficulties with this. If you don't settle a case now, you're going to be waiting at least 2 years to get a hearing date in the courts. The courts are doing their best to keep things moving. But at the present moment, urgent matters are only being dealt with by the courts. And if you settle a case, a court will remotely rule that settlement. But if you don't settle a case, you're at, you're talking at the least 2 years before you get a hearing date.
Okay.
And the cost of that, you've got to remember, legal fees go through the roof if a case is going to be heard in court.
Just also worth reminding people that the courts, when it comes to divorce, the court isn't bothered as to who's at fault here.
No, absolutely not. And I have to say that to some of my clients who come in to me, because they're very aggrieved by, you know, say if their partner was in another relationship, they're very aggrieved by that. And they want to give voice to that grievance. But what I'm saying to them, if you're going to do that, first of all, it's going to cost you an awful lot of money. And secondly, a judge is not interested in what brought about the breakup of your relationship. The courts are obligated to give you a decree of divorce once you satisfy the requirement that you've been living separate and apart for two years pre the issuing of proceedings. And once they give you that decree of divorce, then they have to go on then and make proper provision orders for everybody. We don't have a fault-based system of separation in this country. So the courts have to make provision for you, for your husband, for your dependent children.
I see you were also saying, you were talking to Niamh Horan about this in the Sunday Independent, but you were talking about infidelity and affairs and the lockdown and the fact that technology is critical to this and more things are being exposed that might have been hidden in normal
times. Might have been hidden, yes. The mobile phone is what comes out of mobile phones. And what absolutely amazes me, Claire, is the amount of text communication between partners. And then they expect this text communication to disappear. So, for example, you could have court hearings about access arrangements and all the rest of it, and they are producing text communications between themselves. And those text communications can be exhibited in court. People seem to think that what's on their mobile phone disappears into the ether.
But if the court isn't interested in who was at fault, why would they be reading the text messages out in the court?
Well, if, for example, there was difficulties around access, they could be showing text messages to show I agreed, she agreed to let me see the child on X, Y, and Z date, and they would be showing that text or they would try to show that text communication to a judge.
Okay. Another thing worth noting is that the days of lifelong maintenance for either party,
yes,
they're gone, are they?
Yes, they are absolutely gone. I mean, you know, the family law courts are manned in the main. There's a lot of female judges there, working women with their children. And, you know, there is an expectation that if you're a young woman in your 30s, 40s, that you should work. But if you have given up your job to rear your children, and there would be an obligation on your husband's part to give you some element of maintenance for maybe a year or two to allow you get you back on your feet again into the work world. But, you know, Claire, I'm a firm believer that every woman should, to the best of her ability, be financially independent.
And every man too. Marion Campbell,
and
thank
every
you.
Man too, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us from KOD Lines.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.